Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted with the finest materials for irresistible comfort every single night. Now, save up to $800 on select adjustable mattress sets only at stearnsandfoster.com. Lesser savings may apply.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, parents. You're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Babies begin to communicate with their caregivers from the moment of birth. How that caregiver responds not only impacts their brain development, but also how they go on to behave in relationships. That's why it's crucial to communicate with your child in ways that strengthen trust and the emotional bond between you, even when you disagree. Communication doesn't only involve the exchange of information through language. It also involves nonverbal cues about our internal thoughts and emotions, the sensations happening in our body, and whether or not we feel safe. And that's all influenced by our personal, social, psychological, and cultural traumas and conditioning. There's a lot going on. Even so, it's possible to have interactions with your children where you both feel understood and both get a chance to express your feelings and needs in a connected way. Here are 8 tips for respectful communication with your child. 1. Remember, respect is not the same as agreement. When frustrated parents say to their child, "I don't like that you're not being respectful to me," what they usually mean is, "I don't like that you're not agreeing with me." Respectfully offering understanding isn't the same as agreeing. Instead, it shows that you're trying to see a situation the way your child is seeing it, from their unique vantage point. 2. Become aware of the words you say to yourself and to your child. Everyone has a continuous dialogue playing in their mind, but you may be more or less aware of yours. How you talk to yourself is usually how you talk to your child, and how you talk to your child becomes their inner voice. Do you speak to yourself with kindness or with criticism? With respect or disrespectfully? Notice what your behavior, gestures, facial expressions, and posture are saying to your child, too. Even your silence communicates what's going on internally for you. Still developing brains take a longer time to process what you've said and then reply. And silence plus patience can be respectful of that process. But while your silence can heal, comfort, and support, it can also reject, judge, and punish. Be aware of the effect your silence is having. 3. Self-kindness is key. Start speaking more kindly to yourself. When you notice that you're having self-critical thoughts, get a pen, write them down. Your brain works so instantaneously that you can think of 100 self-critical thoughts lightning fast, resulting in a lot of psychological pain. But writing longhand slows you down. You may only write down a few self-critical statements in the time it might take you to think those 100. If you wrote down 5, for example, the end result is you feeling 20 times less bad about yourself than you might have. And perspective-wise, once you see them written out, it may be easier to see them for the extreme or irrational statements that they are. 4. Slow down. While it's not possible to be the speaker and the listener at the same time, you might find yourself trying. This happens when you ask your child a question and then answer it yourself in the same breath before they can. Or maybe your child is saying something to you and before they've even finished, you've completed their sentence and responded to what you imagined they were going to say. Instead, practice and model listening until your child has finished talking without interrupting them. Rather than giving rapid solutions, advice, or dismissals, slow things down. Listen closely and try to understand their perspective. Respond by paraphrasing what they're saying to clarify you're receiving the message that they're actually intending to send.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. 5. Read the room. It's easier to engage in connected communication when you're aware of your bodily sensations, emotions, and thoughts. At the same time that you're actively listening to understand your child, practice shifting back and forth between your own inner experience and what you imagine your child is experiencing. 6. Don't invite defensiveness. If you try to convince or force your child to agree with you, or decide unilaterally on outcomes that only work for you, you're inviting rebuttals, arguments, conflict, and anger. Similarly, if you have difficulty taking responsibility for and being honest with yourself about your feelings, you may tend to project those feelings onto your child and blame them for your internal experience. For example, you might say, "You made me sad," instead of, "I'm disappointed and upset about this." Behaving your feelings in a passive-aggressive way, rather than saying them directly, can lead to an underlying resentment in your child. They can tell how you really feel. Instead, model identifying, regulating, and appropriately expressing your emotions. 7. Prioritize process over content. Imagine that process is the view of the forest from a helicopter, and content is standing in the forest hugging a tree. Content is the topic you're talking about with your child. Process is what's happening between you, the atmosphere influencing if you're able to hear each other's messages and collaborate on the solutions to conflicts. Any discussion you have with your child in an adversarial atmosphere will be affected by it. On the other hand, talking about something in an atmosphere of warmth, collaboration, and love fosters mutual respect even if you disagree. 8. Keep in mind that what you say may be different than what your child hears. Remember that what you're thinking and what you say comes from your feelings and your experiences in life. What your child hears is also going through their filter of feelings and experiences, which in turn are driving their words and their behaviors. So it's natural that communication with your child can sometimes feel super challenging, getting derailed by anger and defensiveness and conflict. So while the process is the priority, it's still important to remember that once your words and behaviors are out there, they have an impact and an influence on your child that you can't take back. It takes more time and effort to deal with the impact of regrettable actions on your child than it does to pause, reflect, and choose not to say and do unhelpful things in the first place. Respect-based communication between parents and children isn't always easy and takes practice. Your efforts can lead you and your child to feel more connected to each other, even when you're physically apart. And that's what you want. For the love and respect that you've conveyed to your child in your everyday communication to become the resilience that they carry with them into their adult lives, out into the world, and potentially on to the next generation. And remember, communicating in a respectful way with your child starts with communicating respectfully with yourself. I hope that's helpful. You can find out more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. and on Instagram at BKParents. If you have more questions about respectful communication or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243 and be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show or send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulies. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. That's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.